This is the Wall Street update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. Still growing, but only just. The United States economy, according to latest official figures, is hardly going like a train, more creeping forward between the signals. In the most recent quarter, that's between July and September, it expanded by just 0.4% compared to the quarter before. US companies have been cutting back production to make sure their levels of unsold stock don't get too high. Kerry Leahy at Decision Economics in New York gave me Wall Street's reaction to that and also talk of a possible healthcare mega merger.
Well, they reacted mildly negatively. It turned out the report showed strong growth in underlying demand, such as consumers and businesses buying things, but because of what appears to be a very sharp and perhaps short inventory reduction, firms cleared the shelves by producing less. So you can argue that even though the report is quite weak, it's setting you up for a better fourth quarter and early 2016. The market didn't quite look at it like that, but they knew that there were enough good pieces within their overall report that the quality of GDP growth, while low, the quality was fairly high. The market didn't lose that much ground.
And what does it mean for the future course of interest rates? They've been close to 0% in the U.S. since December 2008, I think. What do these figures tell us about when they might rise again?
It will make it harder for the Fed to sell a rate hike in December. It's true that they could point to the composition being better. It's true they could point to retail sales being reasonably okay. But unless they get what I would refer to as a barn burning, meaning very strong gains in payrolls in the next two reports, which come out in the first Fridays of November and December, respectively, I think the Fed's going to have a hard time selling this rate hike unless they really think that dates matter more than data and they can ignore the GDP data and say, well, we promised you we were going to go by Christmas, so we got to go by Christmas or we won't keep our promises and lose credibility. But I think right now the market is correct in thinking that the chances of a Fed action are probably now only about 1 in 3.
Meanwhile, center of attention also was a possible big merger in the pharmaceutical industry there in the United States.
That's right. You'd have two giants would merge to be the biggest deal of the year. And as I've kidded our listeners before, this is exactly what, believe it or not, Karl Marx thought would happen, that the giants would get even bigger. And the reason for that is cost, in that there's probably redundancies and overlaps in back office accounting with all these firms, or do you need the same scientists looking at the same kinds of problems or the same accountants looking at the same costs? You can save money by banding together, and this is what's been going on in the U.S. and global economies for the last 25 to 30 years.
And these two companies particularly involved today are Allergan, its shares jumped about 6%, and Pfizer, its shares went the other way. They went down by about 2%.
Yeah, so the belief there is that probably Pfizer is paying too much to purchase the other company, and so the merger is a good deal, and that the implied price on Allergan is probably higher than investors expected. So they say, wow, we're getting a great deal, we're getting a better price than I could get on the open market, and so they like that, and the price goes up, and people owning Pfizer stock saying probably the merger is a little expensive, they're paying too much implicitly for Allergan, and so the shares go down.
Gary Leahy, well, the Dow finished the day down just a little bit, down a tenth of a percent at 17,775. Earlier, London's main share index, that was down 0.7% at 6,395.
There are many ways to keep up with the BBC World Service. Join us on social media or sign up for podcasts at bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.